Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. And let's not forget about our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, everybody that's working, we appreciate everything that you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And the gold medal tonight goes to the person reporting the coldest temperature so far, and that is Al in Nebraska, who said it was 10 degrees this morning at his house in Nebraska. Well, Al, you can have it. I'll take my 75-degree weather that I got right now. Thank you very much. And good morning, Flip. But in the meantime, here's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, 7 past the hour.
Yeah, good morning, Captain. Well, okay, he just took part of what I was going to say. Yeah, hi, Al. By the way, this is a brief shower of blessing night. So if you're online and you're part of the show or you know, you're new, well, I have to go through these very fast. But everybody, all of you, God bless you. You've certainly been prayed over. Maria in Germany, to Major Mac in Germany, all you there. To George the Godfather in Minnesota. Flip, hi. Hi. Flip is our, wow, everything, everything. Our previous radio dancer, our great veteran, great guy. And yes, Al in Nebraska, I was going to say that, absolutely. And by the way, Al, I was going to say something else about you. I noticed that every single night you're online, you are one of the most dedicated persons. And he stays with the show all night, because I do too. So God bless you, Al, up there in that cold, cold, cold weather. Stephen Tylan, Professor Dan from Indiana. Oh, our brilliant kind with the hugest family I've ever known. To Wade the musician, to Terry, our overnight office worker in Nashville, also on every night. To Valdosta, Georgia. Oh, my goodness. All of you guys and gals that are on every night. God bless you all. Scott James, and then James, our expert paper relocator up there, and Sam, our local. I haven't said hi to him lately. Our local expert paper relocator. Oh, Al in Nebraska, I got you written on here again. I got to redo my list. Catwoman and Road Dog, God bless. She gets something, too, because Cat, the captain, all she goes through on her travels, and she reports into us. She's our... Okay, Richard, our Marine friend in Oregon. Everybody, give a shout-out to him. 55th wedding anniversary. I don't know any except my minister who has celebrated his 60th. There you go.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, that's for you, Richard. Okay, Dave in Indiana. James in Clearwater. LJ in, LJ, welcome back from Michigan, darling. We love you. Sondi in beautiful Wisconsin. Sue, our retired 911, dispatcher. Eric. Hi, Eric, our local favorite veteran from Seminole. Hi, Eric. Great sons, great family. What can I say? All you truckers and drivers, and I know you're out there, Catwoman and Road Dog and Trucker Ed and Mark the Trucker and Thomas, our suicide jockey, and all you suicide jockeys, Dave, our Uber driver, who I think he's called in a couple times. And by the way, I love when you guys and gals call in. We really do. So please call in more often, some of you. Please, please, please.
Well,
please.
People don't understand that there's a whole bunch of there's a whole bunch of people communicate with me all night long
yeah.
on the Facebook
yeah.
Messenger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But But I kind of would like to hear from some of them once in a while. I know it's hard to do that when you're driving. You pull over first. All Creek Carrier drivers, Schaefer drivers, Hunt drivers, FedEx drivers, Sarasota, Bradenton area. Yay! Because Nixon Farms, I think he's going to be down there again. The captain's going to be down
I'll be down there the 7th for the Mixon. Have lunch with the captain at Mixon's.
I'll be
down there the 14th for a veterans event.
Wow.
I'll be down there the 15th for a political event.
Oh, my. Well, that gets even better. So Christine, Dee Dee, Irene, all of you down there, you heard that. And the rest of you, that's the one place I really wanted to go to. Got a really hard week coming up, but I'm going to squeeze in as much as I can with my life here. Don and Donna in Carrollton, Georgia, and all of you in Atlanta, to all of you in Puerto Rico, the Bahamas. Oh, my goodness. I've got to go here. Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, all you Texans. To all the Trump Club members, I'm sorry, my throat went there for a minute. To all the Trump Club members, I know there's a lot of you, and there's a lot of Trump Clubs. God bless you all. To the U.S. Coast Guard, to everybody on air. And I want to say there are people that we don't always hear from. The captain will get emails. I've just got a few seconds. I want you to know you're so very much appreciated. Whether I know your name or not does not matter. By the way, if you're listening right now and you're not an advocate, you're a listener and you're part of the team, then you know what? I've pre-prayed over these for a few hours. I don't just shout these names out. If you're new, you need to know that. It takes a lot out of me. I really do pre-pray for you all. And certainly the prayers are working because the captain has one of the best shows ever. It's maintained that and it's growing. Like Kyle said, it's growing all the time. And I know that I personally appreciate every one of you, those I hear from, those that I don't hear from. It matters not. I love you all. And if ever you need prayer, the captain will give you my one number I give out. And you just call, you know, but in the meantime, all of you have been prayed over, so know that. If I just gave your name, you have definitely been prayed over, because I've got you right here in my hand, your names. In the meantime, God bless you all. I'll be back with you all, let's see, Sunday night. It's hard to believe this is coming up on a weekend again. Sunday night. Yeah, I know, this week just went zooey. And it's going to be like that until Thanksgiving for me as a prayer intercessor. You just need to know. You'll hear that on my line. But God bless you all. May he bless you in every way there is possible. And remember, you are loved. God loves every one of you. Captain, God bless you, and thank you so much.
All right, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we appreciate her very much. And had a couple more shouts out coming in there from some folks. We got Ernie and the gang tonight coming down from Charlotte, FedEx Freight. They're coming down to Atlanta doing the turnaround, then going back to Charlotte. Okay, Ernie, I appreciate you guys. And then we've got Frankie, the fearless steel hauler, headed back down to Florida. And he says he can't get down out of the mountains fast enough. It's snowing where he's at, somewhere up in there in the North Carolina, South Carolina mountain ranges. He's headed south right now, down out of Pittsburgh, back down to West Palm Beach for another load of steel. All righty, I'll be right back with more coming back right after this break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team up in Kirkland, Washington, just outside Seattle, the manufacturers of Relief Factor, the non-narcotic, all-natural pain relief remedy for you. And, you know, Winnie, I don't know how bad your pain is or what your problem is, but if you want to get off that high-powered stuff and you want to give something a shot, try this Relief Factor, because you've got the 3-week quick start program. You take it 3 times a day. That's what they recommend to begin with. Now, I will tell you, I've had some occasions where I've had to take it a 4th time. It's a packet with 4 capsules in it, easy to dissolve, and whatever it does, I don't really know how to explain it. It just works for me. And I've got arthritis, and boy, is that painful. I don't need to tell anybody that knows about arthritis pain, because you know. But back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, whatever, let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, the Relief Factor costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start plus shipping and handling. Take about 3 days to get to you. I think the whole cost is around $25-$26. Don't hold me on it, but it's somewhere in there to get started. And to get started, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Simply put, so far, and these are their statistics, not mine, 80% of the people that get on Relief Factor stay on it. They reorder and they keep on going. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start, $19.95 plus shipping and handling. It'll be to you in 3 days. And I'll tell you what, all you got to lose is pain, right? Worked for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. Now, Sean Hannity, has a lot of interesting people on his program, and he's always touting the party line, if you will, for the Republicans, and a lot of people say that he's in the tank or whatever. That's fine. I got no problem with that. At least you know where he stands, right? Unlike some of these other wishy-washy folks that claim they're middle of the road and they're not even close. But here was Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida, Florida District Number 1, which is up in the panhandle. He's got a very large district up there. And here was his conversation with Sean Hannity.
This is not a crime by our president. It is a setup by the deep state. The same deep state that told us that President Trump was engaged in a criminal conspiracy. The same deep state that had an insurance policy against the people of this great country electing Donald Trump. What's different about the knockoff Ukrainian sequel is that Adam Schiff has violated the ethical rules of the House by colluding with the whistleblower, by lying about it, and I would say most importantly, by making representations to the American people that were false. Rule 23 of the House of Representatives Code of Conduct says that we are not permitted to engage in activities that bring discredit on the House. I can think of nothing that has brought more discredit on the House of Representatives than Adam Schiff acting like the President of the United States and the President of the Ukraine had a conversation that they never had. We've seen the transcript. We've heard from President Zelensky. Donald Trump did nothing wrong, and it is about time this Democrat-led House start passing bills and stop issuing these subpoenas. It is offensive to the American people that want better roads, better health care, lower prescription drug prices, that Nancy Pelosi has authorized more subpoenas than they have passed bills on the floor of the House of Representatives. It is shameful, and they will be punished for this by Americans in the next election.
Hear, hear. I totally agree with what he just said. I mean, come on, give me a break here. And here's the problem, okay? And what Matt Gaetz just said about Mr. Schiff is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Because the CIA analyst, whistleblower, Eric Charlamella, actually had a sit-down one-on-one with Adam Schiff when Adam Schiff said, well, I never talked to this guy. I don't know who he is. All right, well, let's drift on over to the telephone line. I think I know who this is. Good morning. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Hey, what's shaking, sir? Thanks for taking my call.
You tell me.
Hey, so the cat's out of the bag. The Demicoms, the Communist Party USA, decides that they're going to vote and have a resolution to vote on if they even should begin an official inquiry into seeing if President Trump is...
Right.
Balzabub. Okay. So, what has been going on with Shifty Shifsham's investigation? Was that a preparatory process in order to bring it to the public light? When it comes public, that it's already been pre-programmed?
Well, it was, and it's also an unethical presentation.
Right. You follow yeah. I'm going. You,
I do.
I'm going with
mm-hmm.
that, right?
So, I do.
So, it's already a foregone conclusion. I am becoming resigned to the fact that President Trump will most likely be impeached. It's not the end of the world. He's impeached. It's going to go to the Senate. The Senate is what I am concerned about. It's what I think everybody should be concerned about because of the amount of arm-twisting and never-Trumpers that are within the Senate right now. I wish I was a bug in a wall listening to how many arms are being twisted or what's being used to be twisted because... You know as well as I do, because you're consumed by the information, there are United States Republican senators.
Three of them I know of, I can name right now.
Mm-hmm. They have their finger in the Ukraine prior to the President Trump's administration. And, one of them, respectfully, may rest in peace, former Senator John McCain. They all were over there during the Obama administration, raising hell and all sorts of deals with, known neo-national socialist movement, neo-Nazis,
yep.
over there in the Ukraine trying to get something going in the Ukraine. So for the layperson out there, you might just get, 90, no offense to anybody, they might get greater 90% from, the alphabet soup and Fox News, okay? So here's the question. You have to ask yourself, what was so interesting and what was going on in the Ukraine? Why is every one of these knuckleheads from, whomever, from, assistant to the vice assistant of the aide de camp, on down to the, you know, the boot private. What's going on in the Ukraine? Why was all this corruption going on? Oh, well, maybe could it be that Ukraine was on, I think, the United Nations or the Department of State or, you know, some, you know, their acronym agencies, one of the most corrupt countries on earth for doing backwater deals like what's been going on. So I'm not saying, you know, that, you know, I have enough skeletons in the closet, you know, my closet, if you will. I got storage facilities of skeletons. You know, I've been around this earth. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, right? So I mean, there's things that, you know, I shouldn't have done or done penance for or whatever. But here's the thing. This is the government of the United States of America working against the duly elected president by an electoral college, mind you. Don't let anybody fool you that, well, you know, he won the vote. You know, yes, sir.
Now, let me stop you for a second and ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
Does this have anything to do with Barack Obama and his cronies?
Almost every one of those knuckleheads mm-hmm. that are on shifty shits and shim shams, mm-hmm. Quote unquote witness list, is tied somewhere, has one degree of separation from John Brennan.
Yeah.
And the CIA and all, there's a lot of that. Once, you know, of course, once you go further up the pyramid, there's a, you know, the degrees of separation get, you know, narrower and smaller. I get that. Don Brennan, if I'm not mistaken, has come out on a couple different, you know, mainstream news sources saying we were doing what the president wanted us to do. Well, if that's not a tacit admission of the orders from headquarters, so to speak, I don't know what is. Now,
I know something. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag a little bit right now just to kind of go along with you. I happen to know that the U.S. Attorney, John Durham, part of what he's doing is looking at the involvement of James Clapper and his crew and John Brennan and his crew and wherever it leads, as well as James Comey at the time, the FBI director, and his crew. Those are the three big names that are under investigation right now. Whether anybody wants to admit it or not, I happen to know that's what John Durham is doing.
I believe that. Okay, this is, you know, from, you know, patriotic American's point of view.
Yep.
Let justice prevail. Mm-hmm. I hope that that's going on. I hope something happens. Because with all due respect, and you probably get sick of hearing it too, it's going to be released. This is going to be released, and that's going to be released. It's going to happen,
Yeah.
Well, we've been waiting on IG reports since.
Yeah. Yesterday, Eric, there were four people spotted whose names I will not mention and cannot mention because I'm going to wait till it comes out. There were four people spotted going into a courthouse in Washington, D.C. where a grand jury is meeting, and they were all members of, at one time or another, the Obama administration.
But let's hope, you know, again, sincerely, you know, I don't want to see anybody get railroaded or you know,
no.
Whatever. Let's let the actual judicial process, you know, take its, you know, follow its flow chart, so to speak. But here's one more thing interesting.
Well, make it real quick because here comes the music.
Roger that. Head of the CIA, Gina Haskell, worked for John Brennan at one time.
Yep.
So you don't think that there's some finger in the cookie jar on that? That's all I'm saying, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Yes,
and tell your boys hello for us. All right. Thank you very much. And I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch rolling along here. I let the cat out of the bag with a couple things there, but just be aware. It's going on. I'll be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter telling his more than 66 million followers, while the do-nothing Democrats fail the American people and continue the impeachment scam, my administration will continue to deliver real results, he writes in capital letters. This tweet from the president as the House votes to approve rules for the impeachment inquiry. The vote 232-196. Republicans in the House unified in voting against it. Two Democrats in Republican-leaning districts joining them. Now, during a closed-door session on Capitol Hill, a former White House advisor telling lawmakers he hears nothing illegal on the president's call with the president of Ukraine back in July. In other news, a new Associated Press poll finds 85% of Republicans continue to support President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Yesterday we had Bo in studio, and one of our callers actually did go to see Bo yesterday afternoon. Called in and got the information, and Bo set him up, and he will be attending the next night class that they have starting in about 3 weeks or something like that, Bo told me. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And here's the thing, all right? If you're in a dead-end job going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, then I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 months, 14 short months, because time will fly, you'll be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. I'll repeat those three words. Unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You will start at $50,000 or $60,000 per year and very rapidly make more money, because it's all up to you and your God-given ability. Because when it comes to aircraft, it's not a computer, it's not a robot, it's a human being with their hands and their God-given talent that keeps an aircraft flying in the air. So check them out online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more and ask to take the tour. That's 800-659-2080, or the website naa.edu, ask to take the tour, National Aviation Academy, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It'll open the door wide open for you with things and opportunities you didn't even know you had. Now, the Marines, I'm going to start with this story. Paris Island and the Marines are going to start training with the next gender-integrated boot camp class. A Marine company with South Carolina's 2nd Recruit Training Battalion will soon see both male and female recruits training next to each other and in the same barracks, the Marine Corps confirmed yesterday. Be interesting to see how that one works out, right? Also, President Trump yesterday awarded the nation's highest combat medal, the Medal of Honor, to Master Sergeant Matthew O. Williams during a ceremony at the White House. Congratulations to the Master Sergeant. And we also saw our Marine General Kenneth McKenzie, Jr., the commander of CENTCOM, right here, right across the bay from where I'm sitting right now in Tampa, Florida, as he was at a press conference at the Pentagon and showed not only video of the raid on the Baghdadi compound, but explained what it is that they were doing and how they happened to come up on the residence in al-Baghdadi and all that sort of stuff. And it was really something. And then, of course, after they got done doing what they were doing, they leveled this compound with standoff munitions. I mean, they just absolutely blew it to smithereens to where it looked like it was a parking lot for a bunch of Abrams tanks. But there you go. And also, it's safe to say that we have some very frayed relations between NATO allies, Turkey, and the United States. They were on full display as Turkey condemned two resolutions passed by the United States House, one of which would bar most U.S. weapons sales to Turkey at a time when Turkey is looking to buy whatever they can buy because they want to play big boy in the block in the Middle East, as everybody knows. Now, North Korea fired two projectiles, which Japanese authorities said appeared to be ballistic missiles, into the sea between Korea and Japan yesterday. Now, we're being told by Korea that these were long-range missiles. These were long-range missiles. We'll have to wait to find out more if we can verify it. By the way, beginning with the Special Representative James Jeffrey, the United States officials have consistently misread the threat from Turkey. And the Iran hawks that were out there got it all wrong with President Trump's Syria withdrawal, because crazy like a fox could describe some of what we've seen in the last few days with the president moving some troops around, causing al-Baghdadi to move and verify his whereabouts, and that's how we got a hold of him. Now, that was a good thing. And we also got a hold of his number two, who also apparently was moving about thinking that it was a little bit safer for him to do whatever. By the way, a U.S. counterterrorism official said he expects a new Islamic State leader to emerge soon after the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and warned that the extremist group's planning of major attacks probably will go on as before. We also know that women are being used a lot more. Some of the enemy combatants that were killed in the raid on the Baghdadi residence were women who opened up and fired upon the special operators going into the compound. At least four women were killed, we were told, that were actually firing at our troops. Now, the Ukrainian forces are under heavy assault by Russian drones and ground systems equipped with jammers and direction-finding technology honed to sniff out Ukrainian military positions. This is a near-peer battle offering lessons now learned for armed forces. And we're learning more and more about the electronic war that could be waged elsewhere around the world. Also, the chiefs of staff of the armies of the United States and Germany have signed an agreement targeting an unprecedented level of interoperability between their formations within 7 years. Now, they're striving for integrated operations by 2027. Right now, the Germans are not even close to where the Americans would like to see them, so that when they operate together, they can operate mutually. By the way, a well-placed informant who led the United States to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's hideout in Syria is expected to receive some, if not all, of the $25 million bounty placed on the most wanted terrorist's head by the Americans. And there's a rumor circulating that it may have been a woman that turned him in. Thank you very much, Eric. He's saying if they want to fight like the boys, then they can be like the boys. Oh boy, I got you on that one there, Eric. I got you on that one. Yeah, Germany's got a lot of questionable things going on, and I know we've got a lot of people listening to us over there on radio waves in Germany, but still, come on, folks. Give me a break. By the way, a former Army civilian employee pleaded guilty to stealing personal information of thousands of U.S. military service members and veterans as part of a scheme to obtain millions of dollars in military benefits. Now, some of you may have wondered where your check was or wasn't, because this guy was actually taking information and diverting checks that were supposed to be going to a veteran at such and such a location and having them sent to other parts of the country. And he was taking the checks and using them for himself. Now, he got caught, obviously, a former Army civilian employee whose name is not mentioned here. But be careful what you wish for, and you got to pay attention to your stuff. I mean, it's too easy for this kind of stuff to happen. By the way, children in fourth and eighth grades in the Defense Department schools have once again turned in the strongest performances on a national assessment in reading and math of all of the school children, public, private, or otherwise, across the country. Fourth and eighth grade classes. And these are kids being taught in the military schools, the Department of Defense schools on the bases. How about that? By the way, Conan the dog, it's a she, by the way, the military working dog, Conan, who was injured during the commando raid on the Islamic State leader Abu al-Baghdadi's residence, has achieved the ultimate hero status. T-shirts, mugs, flashlights, keychains, you name it, with the famous military dog Canine Conan pictured on the different items for sale. So, Canine Conan, and by the way, I hope that Canine Conan makes it to the White House for a ceremony. I'd love to see that on behalf of dog owners everywhere. All right, I'll be right back. Going to take a look at the highways and byways.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
All right, to the highway. Cowboy Country Song to lead us off here this hour on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center nearest you and or your Flying J Truck Stop. And by the way, your Pilot's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by, find out what it's like to be in a new travel center. Well, here we go. Severe thunderstorms, heavy rainfall, strong winds, and much colder temperatures all across the southeast on up to the northeast for the next several days. Now, there's a powerful low-pressure system pushing a strong fall cold front through the middle Atlantic and northeastern U.S. States tonight into Friday. And by the way, there's been some severe thunderstorm warnings and watches all along the front end of this, from down as far south as Texas all the way up as far east as upstate New York and Pennsylvania, New Jersey, West Virginia. Now this front is starting to move into New England up there. It's angled across through the mountains of West Virginia and Pennsylvania and Virginia, North and South Carolina, down through Georgia, over into Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and just starting to move out of Texas right now. But we've got some really cold temperatures associated with this front, and we've got snow also up along the lake. Because I'll get into that. Well, I should say lakes, Great Lakes, because of the way the wind's blowing and whatnot. Now, the strong to severe thunderstorms that are up along ahead of this front, where the cold and the warm are meeting together, is capable of not only producing damaging winds, but also heavy rainfall, hail, and maybe an isolated tornado or two. Now, behind the front, strong winds exist and much colder temperatures will be likely, especially for the northeastern part of the U.S. and New England Friday into Saturday. Now, it's going to be cooler everywhere, including down here in Florida. Temperatures will be down in the 60s at night and low 80s in the daytime, which will be a welcome relief from getting away from those 90s we were at for such a long period of time. But you've got freeze and frost warnings up now. We'll start out with Louisiana. Half of southern Louisiana is under a frost warning tonight. So is it the eastern part of Texas. Beaumont certainly is included in that. And then you've got a freeze warning that goes up through the rest of Louisiana, up into Arkansas, up into the eastern part of Oklahoma, through the most of Missouri, and southern part of Illinois, all of Kentucky, all of Tennessee, northern part of Alabama, northern part of Mississippi, northern part of Georgia, the mountains of North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. You've got some scattered frost and freeze warnings across eastern North Carolina right now. And by the way, there's some severe thunderstorm warnings out that way right now as this front continues to move to the east. So be advised of that. This would be somewhere east of I-95 right now where these severe thunderstorms are. And then we got a whole bunch of high winds up through the mountains of Virginia where it's not cold yet. And high winds up in front of it in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Maryland. And here's where the rubber meets the road. We've got snow. And it's lake effect snow up in the northern part of Michigan right now. It was down as far as just outside Detroit, but now it's moved up a little bit further to the north because the winds have changed. But the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, you are getting snow. You're getting snow, it looks like, on and off from Toledo and then over towards Cleveland, east to Erie, Pennsylvania. And then it lightens up a little bit until you get up around the corner in Buffalo towards Rochester and then that little lee shore of Lake Ontario, my old stomping grounds, Oswego, Pulaski, Sandy Creek, up towards Watertown, New York. You're getting snow up in there tonight. And there's rain associated with this as well, but as the temperatures drop, that rain will become freezing rain and or sleet and or snow in the upstate area of the Adirondacks and also Lake George and also upstate Vermont and New Hampshire. That's all going to change as the weather drops. That rain will not be rain. And you've got snow in the Catskills in New York State right now and the northeastern part of the Poconos right about there where it comes together with the state line on I-84 to the east of I-81. So there's some snow in there as well. Now, raining along the coast Right now, New Jersey and Maryland, there's some rain showers there. However, as it gets colder, that may in fact change. And then going up into Maine, you've got a lot of winds, especially along the water tonight. So that's what it's looking like on the highways and byways. And don't forget, your Trucker's Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. Now, pilots, if you remember them in the old days, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because now you're apt upon it to find it a pilot a really good situation. You might wind up going into an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, could even be a full-service Dunkin' Donuts. There you go. And also, let's not forget about the Flying J's with the sit-downs, the Denny's, the Huddle House, and the Moe's Southwest Grills, all great places. All righty. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Before we get started with what you just sent me about, which I just caught the tail end of, what is the U.S. Attorney John Durham up to right now? I've had a lot of people asking me to find out what we can tell them about that.
Well, I mean, his entire mission that was the reason that he was appointed to do the investigation was to look at all of the people that were involved in Operation Hurricane, whatever that was.
Yeah.
Meaning that all of the people that were participating in the genesis of the Russia collusion story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's his work. And he's, it is really kind of filling in all the pieces prior to the Russia collusion investigation of the Mueller report.
Now, we also found out yesterday that the CIA analyst, a former NSC worker, Eric Sharamella, was also John Brennan and Obama and a Democrat and all sorts of stuff. No partisanship there, was there?
Well, I think we need to be a little bit on the careful side because it's not been proven that he is the whistleblower. But what has been proven is that he did work in the Obama White House.
Yep.
Later in the second term, and was a holdover into the Trump White House.
Yep.
It's actually believed, if he is in fact the whistleblower, and all signs point to the fact that he is, he is also was the leaker.
Yep.
So now this cat was kind of interesting because he was at one point assigned to Biden as his Ukraine expert.
Right.
Not Iraq expert, not the Sudan expert,
right,
but Ukraine.
Yep.
He focused on Ukraine. So I think that is really quite important.
Yep.
In this whole mix of things.
I agree.
But he was working in the National Security Council during the Obama administration. He was working for Susan Rice.
Yep.
Now, Susan Rice's name in all of this doesn't come up very often, and it should.
Yep. We can talk about that when we come back, because we're going to have plenty of time to get into that. Plus, we're also going to talk about Lebanon again and add to that situation. And we might even get into some of the stuff you heard me talking about earlier with General McKenzie. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in
dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.